Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for those of you who've been using it to your advantage. I appreciate you doing that. I like it when you use our site. We work hard to make it available to you for free. No barrier to entry, at least not a financial one. And so check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my blog and to my free newsletter, which comes by email, by the way. Tony Paradiso is all over our website. He's deposited so much wisdom with us over the years that we really appreciate that. He's the author of The Management Mind Field. He's one of our top consulting experts and management experts. And he's a real small business owner, too, folks. Tony, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Tony, the economy is probably, we got to make sure we use the right terms here. It is backing off a little bit from where it had been. We were trucking along at 4% growth in 05. We had a 5.8 first quarter growth, which was just phenomenal. Second quarter was under 3. Third quarter and fourth quarter is projected to be under 3%. We're still going to have a pretty darn good year, but the trend is off just a little bit, right?
Yeah, the trend is clearly off. The housing market is cooling. That's kind of taking wealth out of the system. A lot of the wealth creation over the last 5 years is derived from real estate. So that's one factor that's affecting consumers. And, of course, the other one, which we're all too, aware of, is energy prices, which I think people have finally come to the understanding that prices aren't coming down again. I mean, that we're going to be living with $3 a gallon gas and plus in the future.
For the foreseeable future.
Yeah. So those two factors are going to impact consumer spending. And, of course, you've got the other dynamic, the Federal Reserve, which is going to be meeting on Tuesday. And it's questionable whether they will raise rates again or not. But if they do, we're really beginning to enter a situation where the higher interest rates are going to begin to pressure as well, because a lot of people took equity out of their homes in the form of lines of credit. A lot of people have adjustable rate mortgages, and the costs of those instruments are going up dramatically.
Right, well, so, and also for small businesses, Tony, as you well know, prime, even with the rate as it is now, 5.25, I think prime is 8.25. I believe that's right.
Correct.
And small businesses don't live in the world of prime rate. We live in the world of prime plus.
Right.
9.25, 10.25, and the dreaded 11.25. And so we've got the double whammy of those kinds of rates, which most of us rely on our banks for our working capital. And we got the double whammy of the higher interest rates and the higher energy prices.
Right. And then that's the higher cost of doing business with fuel surcharges and the like.
Everything else is inflation is hurting us all a little bit. And so it's a tough time. And especially, Tony, when you realize that over half of the U.S. economy is created by small businesses, those two elements, the energy and the interest rates that we depend on so much, both of those, that's a natural dampener. I mean, it's just an automatic dampener on the economy,
isn't
it?
Correct. And the question is, for a small business owner, what do you do if the economy begins to slow and potentially next year talk is beginning?
You're not going to say the R word, are you?
Well, I won't say it, but I've been predicting it for quite some time because of the Federal Reserve's history of overshooting.
Right.
8 out of the last rate hike cycles, they've overshot and caused a recession.
Which I think they've done again this time.
Which I believe they've already done.
And I agree with you.
Continue to do any additional rate increases.
And Steve Forbes, one of our friends on the show quite often, Steve Forbes says it's not just the interest rate, it's the money supply.
Correct.
They've let the money supply run away with them as well, which they say is what really causes them. He says that's what really causes inflation. But anyway, that's another story. The point is, though, Tony, now that we got, and I don't think, I actually don't think, Tony, we should be dour about the economy. I mean, so what if in 2006 we wind up with an average of 3.1 growth, and in 2007 it's like 2.9? That's a pretty darn healthy growth rate, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? The point of this conversation is not to gloom and doom people.
Right.
If as a small business owner, you want to be able to understand the dynamics and try to understand the future dynamics so you can react to them. And in my opinion, the reaction to a situation like this is not to retrench, it's to get aggressive.
Right. All right. What is it? What would that look like?
Well, you know, with a lot of companies, you know, I spent a big part of my career corporate life, and anytime corporations see a downturn, one of the first things they do is they cut their marketing budget. They cut advertising. All right, where can we save? Where can we cut expenses? Well, in the process of doing that, you're also cutting your visibility in the marketplace at a time when you actually need to sustain your visibility in order to sustain your revenue stream and growth in the future. So my
you're saying take the contrarian view, because you might actually be more visible for the dollar spent.
That's right, because there's less clutter out there, because a lot of people have begun to pull back, and B, it may cause a little consternation in the short term, because you're continuing to spend through what may be either a flat or a slightly declining period. But when you come out of that, businesses that have been aggressive through downturns are best positioned to take advantages of upturns when they occur. And they ultimately will, because the economy is cyclical. It doesn't go one way or the other for any length of time. And so those people that kind of stay the course or even get a little bit more aggressive are well positioned for when the economy turns back up. And that's always been kind of my recommendation. If you have sufficient cash flow, you know, and can maintain a level of visibility with your marketing, kind of advertising, and your promotional budgets. And there's a lot of ways that small businesses can do that inexpensively. You know, I own a small country store in New Hampshire, and part of my business is ice cream business. And so one of the things I plan to do is send one of my kids out to the local ball fields, you know, the soccer fields, the baseball fields, and hand out flyers to the family.
Absolutely. Hold on to that thought. I want to talk about that cash flow thing when we come back. Cash flow and maybe negotiating different kinds of contracts with Tony Paradiso when we come back right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tony Paradiso, the author of The Management Mind Field. Tony, tell us where the book's available and give us your website, please.
Well, actually, you can get the book on Amazon.com, and you can order it from most bookstores. And my website is www.paramarconsulting.com, P-A-R-A-M-A-R Consulting, all one word.
And if you go to Southern...
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire is what I'm trying to say. Because you're in Vermont right now, and I couldn't get that out of my mouth. In southern New Hampshire, on what highway?
Route 3.
Route 3.
Well, actually, the store 101. It's on
101. On Route 101 in southern New Hampshire.
In Hampshire.
You come by a place called the Country Store.
The Cider Mill Country Store.
Cider Mill Country Store. Stop in and get some ice cream.
Yeah,
if I come by there in December, can I get some ice cream?
You can get ice cream out of our freezer, but we won't be serving anything. Ice cream business tails off pretty dramatically.
I never get tired of ice cream, and you can look at me and tell that, Tony.
Well, you mentioned cash flow. I got to tell you something. You don't sell enough ice cream in December to get cash flow out of it.
Speaking of which, folks, you think we're not the kings of Segway. Tony, the cash flow issue is what kills small business owners when the economy slows a little bit. Because so many of us live off of cash flow. We don't live off of profits, we live off of cash flow.
Right.
And especially if our business is growing, then we think we're doing better because we got more cash. Or actually, a lot of times when we grow and we have less cash. But what really hurts us is when things slow down. And we have built up a level of operation around a certain expectation of cash flow. And then the economy slows and two things happen that are it's kind of a double whammy on cash. And one of them is that sales fall off, and two, collections fall off.
That's right. Absolutely.
And that's when small business owners say, whoa, did you get the license plate of that truck that hit me?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it is an area that a lot of small businesses tend to ignore. And they don't, you know, one of the things you can do is kind of do a simple projection on cash flow that you really should do. I mean, it's not that difficult, and it'll give you a sense of where you're going to be. And then you could play, and you could do this in Excel. I mean, you don't need any fancy application to do it. And you can see kind of play with different models of, well, what happens if my revenue declines to this level? And you can understand where your kind of your breaking points are, or where your large expenses may be incurred, where you need some additional cash, or you may be able to shift things out a little bit, or cut back on certain things, or spread them out over time. And so, doing that simple analysis for a 12-month period will give you a lot of visibility, and so you won't wake up one morning and, oh my Lord, you know.
Well, and you also need to be. Folks, I'm going to say in the next 6 months, you need to get very, very familiar with your accounts payable, your accounts receivable.
Yeah.
And start making some visits to your customers that maybe you haven't visited lately, especially if they're slowing down a little bit. First visit, just go by and call them. Hey, how's it going? You know, if you got other people calling on them, but they know you, you might want to just go call on them and just say, hey, how are things going? Anything we can do to help you?
Yeah.
And because you might have to go back and say, hey, I need you to pay me.
And you may want to, in that visit, you may want to just kind of ask them about what they're experiencing in their business, right?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
if they're seeing some rough times ahead, that means they're going to maybe stretch out their payments. You would also want to look at all your accounts to see if you have some historically bad payers. You know, not all business is good business, and sometimes you want to walk away from certain customers that just aren't profitable customers.
And that's hard for us to do, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Because we work so hard to get business. Now here's Paradiso and Blasingame saying we should fire customers. That's blasphemy, isn't it?
Sounds that way, but it's a smart thing to do in certain situations.
It certainly can be. What about renegotiating contracts? What about, you talked about making sure you don't gut your marketing effort just because business is off a little bit. Maybe that would be a good time to go back to your media outlets and say, hey, the economy's off a little bit. I don't know if you're experiencing that or not, but I don't want to stop my activity with you. But what can you do for me to make sure that I'm able to stay with you? Maybe they'll renegotiate with you.
Yeah, I mean that's always a possibility, and it's worth a conversation. What's the worst thing that could happen is they can say no. But it depends on your position within their customer base, and how much leverage you have in negotiating. If you're a sizable enough customer, then you could have leverage if you take that tack, because everyone understands when there's a slight downturn that people need to react, and there tends to be flexibility in the system.
I've got one more thing I'd like to recommend, Tony. I'd like your thoughts on this. Take your banker to lunch this month and plan on taking him or her back to lunch within 3 months. Get close to your banker. Make sure they know who you are and what's going on.
I think that's good advice. Although I would say you want to maintain a strong relationship with your banker, because relationships are everything. If the bank is going to kind of go off their formula, they're going to do it with people that they have the strongest relationships with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good advice.
That's exactly right. Hey, give us your website again, Tony.
It's www.paramarconsulting.com, all one word.
And the book is called The Management Mindfield. Tony, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Pleasure, Jim.
And folks, his name is Paradiso. That's paradise with an O at the end. Quick break. Right back with a new friend, Gary Murphy. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.